The following is an audio description of Window Pane, an oil on canvas painting measuring 32 inches tall by 44 inches wide, created in 2019 by Telvin Wallace. This artwork is dominated by the face of American writer James Baldwin in the center of the frame, staring directly at the viewer with his chin resting casually on top of his entwined left and right hands. Deep creases cross his forehead and chin, and his thick eyebrows arch over bright, heavily lidded eyes above his wide, jutting nose and full lips. His expression conveys deep thought and peaceful contemplation. Simple creases appear in his bent fingers. His oval head is crossed on top by close-cropped black hair, with a widow's peak exposing baldness at the top of his forehead with a center spot of thinning hair. He wears a light grayish-white shirt with soft folds and shadowed creases. His entire face and body are crossed with what appear to be long, thin shadows from Venetian blinds or a screen, which add dimensionality to his appearance. The flat background consists of similarly thin slats of horizontal stripes. From the top of the artwork to the level of his eyes, the background displays emerald green slats, delineated by thin black lines with randomly appearing rectangles of white. Below these, to the level of his lips, the slats are exclusively white. A pair of beige stripes, with a wide center of black crossed by a thinner strip of light orange, continue to the bottom of the painting. A label next to the artwork shares the following information. Telvin Wallace is an interdisciplinary artist whose work focuses on mental health and the human condition, specifically how a black man is perceived in society. He is a graduate of North Carolina Central University, BFA, and the New York Academy of Art, MFA. He has a deep understanding of color and light and often draws from historical imagery. His mesmerizing and psychologically charged work brings viewers face to face with contentious cultural issues while proclaiming the resilience of the human spirit. This description was brought to you by David Petorti, an audio describer with Arts Access North Carolina, a nonprofit that works to make the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities.